Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be easier to do reverse traffic. The only good highways in Joburg at the moment is the N3 northbound from Bedford View to the Buccleuch Interchange and the Western Bypass northbound. All the other directions are bad.
The police, meanwhile, says it's hot on the heels of the alleged kingpins behind the illegal mining operation at Stilfontein Mine.
We are aware that some of the kingpins, those that recruited these illegal miners, were underground with them. So we are awaiting for them to resurface so that they can answer and take accountability.
Spokesperson Achlenda Mate also says that two of the deceased have been positively identified by their loved ones. The news from Egypt, where hopes are rising that a ceasefire will be reached between Israel and Hamas in Gaza. Palestinian sources close to the talks spoke to the AFP and said that Hamas and Islamic Jihad approved a Gaza truce deal, which includes a ceasefire and prisoner exchange deal. We are waiting for confirmation of this news. Meanwhile, the health minister in Hamas-run Gaza says 62 people were killed today, taking the overall war death toll to 46,707. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
We start off with some tennis news. Novak Djokovic dropped a set, but he regrouped to reach the Australian Open third round earlier today. And in doing so, he surpassed fellow great Roger Federer for the most Grand Slam singles matches played. It was Novak Djokovic's 430th Grand Slam contest, and he's got sole ownership of the most singles titles played by men or women in the Open era. Roger Federer played 429, with Serena Williams playing 423.
I love this sport. I love competition. I love you too. Thank you. I try to give my best, you know, every single time. Whether I win or lose, one thing is for sure, you know, I'll always leave my heart out on the court.
Various reports in recent weeks have suggested that Bafana icon and former Manchester United first team coach Benny McCarthy is set to become the new boss of Kenya's national team. McCarthy is currently in the hunt for a new job since leaving Manchester United at the end of the season. And staying in the north of England, Liverpool manager Arne Slot insisted that the strength of his options that he's got in reserves means that he does not need to add to his squad in the January transfer window after substitute Diogo Jota earned his side a draw at Nottingham Forest yesterday in the evening. And 20 Giants Mamelodi Sundowns, well, they're said to have placed a whopping 75 million rand price tag on long-time serving striker Peter Shalulile, who's reportedly drawn some interest from clubs in the Middle East and North Africa. And South African Henk Latakhan, well, he's moved back to the top of the overall standings after the 10th stage of the Dakar Rally earlier today that was won by Spain Ford drivers Nani Roma. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jack Rand FM Sport.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Happier, baby. Jack Rand FM.
How this is, I'll be in your head all week.